The number of gas stations around the country has been declining in recent years, and one place that's been especially hard hit is Manhattan. Rising real estate prices have put pressure on station owners to sell to developers. In 2004, the borough had more than 60 places where you could fill up. Now there are just 39. A recent analysis by the Wall Street Journal shows that most of the shuttered stations are on Manhattan's west side, which is in the middle of a development boom. WNYC's Dan Tucker reports fewer stations means more problems for drivers.
One important fact about Manhattan gas stations is that the land they sit on is worth vastly more than the money the owner can make selling gas. Last year, a Getty station near the High Line sold for $23.5 million. A few months later, another station in the borough went for even more. Developers love gas stations because they're on corners and along major thoroughfares. And in a town of skyscrapers, their one-story buildings are easy to tear down.
It's kind of like the gas station has a red flag on it saying, call me, I'm the next site.
That's Adelaide Pulcinelli, a broker with the real estate investment firm Eastern Consolidated. Maybe if we zoom in a little bit over here. I sat down with her to look at a map of Manhattan's remaining stations. Above 96th Street, there are more than two dozen. Below 96th, it's a completely different story.
If you see where any of these exact locations are, do any of them seem like, oh, wow, if that's not being developed, it really
100%.
Should be?
24th Street right here that we're looking at here on 24th and 10th Avenue is a natural.
30th and 11th?
30th and 11th Avenue is a natural.
Of the 12 remaining stations below 96th, seven of them are in Midtown West, Chelsea, and the Meatpacking District. That puts them close to the High Line and Hudson Yards, two projects that are radically reshaping the surrounding neighborhoods.
You see everything that was once industrial, auto body shops, garages, gas stations, all along the West Side Highway. You look today versus what you had there 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even a year ago, and now they're all holes in the ground with cranes in them.
Many of Manhattan's remaining stations don't seem long for this world. The BP at Houston and Lafayette is expected to close this year to make way for a seven-story retail and office complex. And the mobile station in Alphabet City is also slated for development. All these vanishing stations are causing headaches for drivers like Dawn Cole. She lives in Harlem and drives to work in the financial district every day.
The hardest place to find gas definitely is in Manhattan.
She can't get gas near her office.
In the financial district, Wall Street area, you can forget about it. You wouldn't need to cross the Brooklyn Bridge to find a gas station actually at that point.
And for the last few months, she hasn't been able to get it near her home either. That's because in December, the BP at 110th and Frederick Douglass, a block from her apartment, shut down. She'd been going there for 19 years. Now it's sitting fallow, soon to be turned into a residential tower.
Right now we're leaving from 111th Street.
Cole took me on a drive to show me where she has to get gas now. After a 25-minute slog through traffic, she finally pulls out her credit card to pay for gas in another borough.
So you're entering your Manhattan zip code?
In a Bronx gas station.
Cole fills up once a week, but for cabbies who fill up once a day, disappearing stations mean disappearing profits. Just after 4 o'clock on a recent afternoon, taxis start lining up at a mobile station in the Meatpacking District, long before the 5 o'clock shift change. The Taxi Workers Alliance estimates that cabbies can lose $40 to $60 per shift just waiting in line for gas. And they run the risk of late fees if they don't return their cars to the depot on time. Driver Mahmoud Zafar says he's sick of feeling squeezed.
If I don't have to waste time being in the line, I could work another hour. People could get extra ride. I could have extra money in the pocket, at least as much as I spend to fill up my gas tank.
Manager Vasilios Hondro says business is great. After all, he's one of the few stations below 96th Street. But he concedes that that may not last forever.
You know, somebody came and offered me, like, $5 to $10 million for this property, but like, for this business, I'd be like, hey, there's the key, buddy. Have a good day, you know what I mean?
He'd toss him the key. Can you blame him? For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.